I want to say a few words about the reading we heard from the Gospel. But I want to begin by taking you back to your first few days in this school. Often when you go to the new school, you don't quite know what the right thing is to do. Perhaps everybody else seems to know, but you don't. Now, of course, if you have good teachers, and I know that you have good teachers, they will tell you what to do. But perhaps the most important thing is that you watch what other people are doing. And if people are feeling kind to you, they will show you what to do. Now, when Jesus says, "I do not call you servants any longer because servants do not know what their master is doing," maybe he's thinking of something like this. How do we learn what the right thing is? How do we learn how to live a human life? It's true that God has given us rules for how to live a human life, but it's much more important that God has shown us how to live a human life. God doesn't just give us instructions from a distance. God comes into the middle of the world and he lives a human life and he shows us, his friends, how to live. Just as in a school we learn from watching one another, so in the church, in the community of Jesus Christ's friends, we learn from watching Jesus. So, what do we see if we watch Jesus? We see him reaching out his hands to those that everybody else has forgotten. We hear him speaking words of love and friendship to those who think that never again will they be loved. We see him speaking words of promise to people who are tempted to live in despair. But above all, we see him giving his entire self in love, without reservation, without fear.
取引をされて、愛というものはどういうものかをお示しになりました。
He is prepared to let go of his safety, even of his life, so that others may live.
他の人々がよりよく生きるために、彼は全てのものを投げ出し、彼の命さえも投げ出しました。
And so we, who are his friends, we keep our eyes on him and we watch all of that.
で私たちはイエス・キリストの友人とされたのですから、そのイエス・キリストがどのように生きておられるかを十分によく見定めなければなりません。
And so, slowly we begin to learn how to live a really human life.
そうして私たちはゆっくりとではありますけれども、人間としてどのようにふさわしく生きるかを学んでいきます。
It's not living a human life when we are too busy to speak words of promise to others.
私たちが人に対しての約束の言葉を語るということにあまり忙しすぎてはならないと思います。
It's not living a human life to keep ourselves so safe that we can't understand the suffering of others.
他の人の苦悩や苦しみや悩みがわからないことに私たちは忙しくしてはいけないのだ。
Real human life is one where we look out for those who are forgotten by other people.
人々にとって忘れ去られている人々にこそ注意を向けることが私たちの生きるべき姿です。
A real human life is one where we give other people a reason to live.
私たちの真の生き方というのは他の人にどう生きるかのその意味が分かってもらうような生き方をすることです。
We show them.That they have friends. We show them that there is hope.
そういう人たち、私たちは、私たちこそ友人である。私たちこそ希望を与えることができるということを示す、そういう生き方です。
So if we are friends of Jesus, it's because we know and we see what he does.
私たちがイエス・キリストの友人とされたのは、それされたのであるなら、彼らからイエス・キリストがどのようにしたかということを私たちにまた知ることができます。
We seek to live like that and to make more friends for him.
そして私たちがそのように生きようと求めるならば、もっとイエス・キリストにあっての友人を得ることになるでしょう。
In any human community, this is how Christians should behave.
どんなキリストでしたか、どんな社会にあっても、これがイエス・キリストに従うものの生き方です。
And the same is true here in a school.
同じことが、この学校においても言えると思います。
Each one of us needs to give everyone else a reason to live.
それぞれが私たちは、あの人がどのように生きる理由を持っているかということを示す、その努力が必要です。
Each one of us is called to show to the person next to us that they're not forgotten.
隣の人にいつもあなたは誰からも忘れ去られてはいませんよということを示していることが必要でしょう。
And so when we go out from school, that's the message we have for the whole of our society in which we live.
そしてそのことは皆さんが学校から出て行って社会に行くときに、学校から持っていく人々に送るべきメッセージです。
The message is that no one is forgotten. The message is that no one is beyond help.
誰もこの社会にいる人は忘れ去られていないし、誰もそこから無視されていないということを伝えることです。
The message is that God is willing to be the friend of anyone and everyone, and we show it by our willingness to be the friends of anyone and everyone.
そして神様はどんな人をも友人として迎えてくださっているということを私たちが示すことが、そのことを伝えることになると思います。
And so perhaps one of the prayers that we can offer for a school like this is that it will be a place where people learn about friendship.
そして私たちのいつも願うことは、この学校という場が友情というものを見出し育てる場としてあるということでしょう。
People learn about the friendship of God because of what they hear in this place in
worship.
Then they begin to show that to one another and to carry it out into the rest of life. That perhaps is what Jesus means in the words he speaks in the Gospel. I chose you and appointed you to go and bear much fruit, the kind of fruit that endures. He's given us a job to do, and that job is to go and make friends in his name. That is the kind of fruit that endures, the results that will make a long-term difference to our lives and the lives of everyone around us. And if we live like that, Jesus says to us, ask the Father, ask God for whatever you like, because your lives will be open to the gifts he wants to give. And wherever you go, you will carry the gifts of God with you, in your face, in your words, in your hands, in your lives. So may God make us his friends. May God make us friends to one another. And may God help us make the world a place of friendship.
そして私たちが更に多くの友達を作ることができますように。
アーメン。アーメン。